Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Revenue Ruling 6579, a 1965 IRS revenue ruling that shaped how we classify bank assets for tax purposes. Let me explain what it says. In 1965, businesses could claim an investment tax credit for buying tangible personal property, but the credit did not apply to buildings or their structural parts, so the IRS had to decide, is a vault door part of the building or is it equipment? Revenue Ruling 6579 answered that question for specific bank assets. Vault doors, night depositories, walk-up teller windows, and drive-up teller windows were ruled personal property. They qualified for the tax credit, but a drive-up teller booth was ruled a building. Why? Because it was enclosed and structural. The IRS drew a clear line between equipment and buildings. This ruling also made an important point about state law. Even if a state treats something as a fixture attached to real estate, federal tax rules may still see it as personal property. The federal standard is what matters. Why does this matter for you? This was one of the first times the IRS applied the structural component test to real-world assets. The test asks, does this item function as part of the building or as part of the business inside the building? That question is still the heart of every cost segregation study today. The ruling applied the regulation that defined what counts as a building versus personal property. That same regulatory framework lives on in today's MacIRS depreciation rules. The IRS confirmed in later guidance that the principles from this era apply to modern depreciation analysis. So, how does this show up in your study? A cost segregation study looks for assets that are physically attached but functionally separate from the building. Think of teller windows, vault doors, or industry-specific equipment. Even if they are bolted to the floor, they may still qualify for faster depreciation if they serve the business, not the building. But here is what this ruling does not mean. It was written for the investment tax credit, which no longer exists in its original form. The ruling is historical precedent, not a current rule. Today's MacRS system uses similar principles, but has its own rules. You cannot use this ruling alone to classify assets under MacRS. It supports the framework, but each classification must follow today's code. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified, review the legal section of your report.